The Sentai Review, episode 97, Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. Welcome to the Sentai Review! Happy New Year! It's gonna be a new year, it's gonna be exciting, and everybody's gonna have a good time. And we figured we would do a special, hardcore special episode just for you!
Very special.
It's just for you guys! Reploid Bill, William Bush, Happy New Year!
Finishing my pizza, hold on. There we go. Sub-level, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy, and I don't like that laughter.
Okay, little bit of background story here.
The reason I'm laughing.
I was doing the comic book show, the Pages of Fandom, and I got a guest host that came in. He's going to be there for 10 or so many episodes, and then depending on how that goes, he might flip back and forth or whatever. I don't know yet. I just know he's guaranteed for like 10 episodes. And I was talking to the guy, and we started talking about an episode that we did where we mentioned Power Ranger knockoffs. There were certain shows.
Aside from the toys that we knocked off.
There were shows that were attempting to compete with Power Rangers. So, like, CBS had a show that they were running, and like ABC had a show. Like, different things like that where they were trying to compete with the Power Rangers. And one show I remember seeing, he brings up. So I look it up on the computer, and I see this show, and I was like, oh, fuck. I used to watch this. I remember this. And me and him laughed for like 40 fucking minutes. I immediately get on the phone to Scott, and I say, Scott,
yeah.
Find these images. Tell no one.
Okay.
Super special episode. Sure. So I'm going to drop that contact information, and we are going to have some fun. Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, welcome back. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Shane, you cannot butcher this name. Because, for one, you can't see the name. But here's the breakdown of this name. Can you at least say that part?
The initials?
The initials of the name? Yes. Shane, these are the name's initials.
Look, I'm just glad I went and got more pizza.
TTAFFBH. Oh, wow. It's not even a name, I don't think. You can't just put random letters together.
Yeah, you can.
These are initials for the name.
Is the first picture the name? Is it a logo, like normal?
No, I don't think so. But
okay, then I'm not clicking that first picture yet. Would you like to tell people the name of these amazing Rangers?
To say the name. Hey, Vegeta, what are we expecting with this Ginyu Force?
You ever seen Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No.
You ever seen Sailor Moon?
No.
Beetleborgs?
No.
Kamen Rider?
No.
Go ahead.
Tattoo teenager alien. I know what now.
Please. Tattooed teenage alien
fighters from Beverly Hills.
Tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills is what we are about to witness. Bam! Picture one.
And it
the
was.
The tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills. That was their logo.
This is going to be bad.
See how impressed I am? I'm still eating my pizza.
You know, I thought when Team Four Star did that,
that it was a joke?
I just thought it was a joke.
No,
this really happened.
Real Sentai shows.
This really happened.
Because that was about the time that Kieran showed up, so that way then they could start doing, like, TFS Gaming. And when they started doing TFS Gaming, Kieran is known for two major things. A love of Gundam and a love of Sentai.
This was a competitor to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from a different network.
Along with some other ones like the Super Samurai Cyber Squad.
What scares me is that this is the only show that Gohan said he's seen, and Vegeta was like, oh, god damn it.
And I've never seen it.
Oh, god damn
Neither
it.
Neither have I.
I never saw it until Bill brought this up.
Oh, god damn it.
Hold on. Let me help set the mood for everyone.
Yeah,
I think I'm good now.
Are we ready, Shane?
Next.
Bam!
Well, guys, before we start,
describe those Rangers, Shane.
You can't see this. I don't have my eyes open yet. I haven't seen them.
You really haven't opened your eyes?
No,
you know?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. My eyes are closed.
Yeah, he literally almost just missed his spit bottle.
Oh, yes. Man. Yes. Now let's do this.
Damn it, man! I'm drinking. Don't do funny shit. And Shane spilled my tea all down the front of my shirt.
Get your microphone. There's too much I need from you this episode.
For those of you who heard that noise, that was me dropping my mic.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay, once seen cannot be unseen.
Oh, man. Yep. So would you like to describe these Rangers?
By the way, hold on. Let me set the room for everybody. So all of us are sitting in our normal seats with Punky sitting next to Bill and Amanda sitting next to Shane, and both of them are enjoying this misery just like we are.
I'm going to take my glasses off to wipe my eyes.
Your suffering brings us great joy.
Just go back to sleep.
This is image number two.
We haven't even.
Oh, man.
Hold on. You need a microphone, lady.
What?
There you go.
This is tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills.
Why?
Because Happy New Year's.
But why?
Happy.
It's a bad dream. Close your eyes.
Listen,
and enjoy your nap.
This is
how
a bad
about this?
Rangers
I can,
get,
I can make your New Year's better. I can make your New Year's better.
You're going to give me my orange New Year so I can
heal
over dead?
Every time we bring up an image that is some kind of awful, you drink. Please do not die watching the Sentai review.
I'm sorry, I'm used to the Drunkle Stiltskin streams from Team Four Star.
Drink.
Oh, man.
I can't describe them because I can't look at the TV anymore. I honestly cannot.
All right, well, I will do...
I am really having a lot of problems
looking
at this TV.
Shane, to set the actual scene and for some behind-the-scenes shit...
Okay.
Today is officially December the 10th. My birthday isn't for another 16 days.
Okay.
That's right, my birthday is December 26th. We're celebrating my birthday today. So as my birthday gift to you, I will describe these Rangers. In quotes.
Thank you.
In quotes.
Well, Rangers.
We got the American Gladiators. That simple.
Basically, yes. There's a green, a black, a purple, and a yellow. The green kind of looks like, what am I trying to think? Like Jade from fucking,
a lighter
Mortal
King
Kombat?
Jade.
Yeah, from Mortal Kombat. Only, yes, a lighter shade of green. Like, kind of like a neon fucking green looking thing. Wearing a sports bra with yoga pants. And some gauntlets on her fucking wrists.
And some major camel toe.
Yes, major camel toe, yes.
Woot!
Yep. She's also got green fucking knee-high boots. And her face is painted like a green and silver, I think.
Actually, I'm sitting in the back of the room again.
I think the boots are only like high. Yeah, they're shin-high boots. So they're those awkward in-between knee-highs.
They're all shin-high boots.
Because the guys are wearing the same terrible boots.
Yeah. Please? Yeah, no, you're right. No. Everybody is wearing fucking shin-high boots of their color.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Look at this screen.
Are they
wearing a mask, or is it face paint?
No, that is what, just like our Rangers have metal masks.
Okay.
Metal mouthpieces.
They also have metal mouthpieces.
Over basically what would best be described for the three fans of Jabba Wrestling Corner as luchador masks. As Scott starts laughing and can't hold up his microphone anymore. Oh, by the way, they have the head, like the crown of the mask is removed, so their hair is sticking out.
Kind of like Gambit in the 90s.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you having an aneurysm?
And then the top of their chest has their little symbol.
Hey, guys.
Thing.
Yeah.
Shane, it's Christmas morning.
No, that's the next episode. Anyway.
No.
That's a further episode.
No.
So.
No.
So the black.
No.
So the guy next
black
to the green.
Black and yellow are guys. Green and purple are girls. The black guy and the yellow guy both have on fucking trunks.
A fucking
from wrestling
bow tie.
No. That's their symbol.
That's
Jay.
Their symbol.
It looks like a bow tie.
It's their terrible symbol. Where
from
a bow tie
here, it kinda
goes.
Looks like the Heart Foundation thing.
They also have stylish Batman utility belts here.
Yep.
The guys do, at least.
Yeah, the guys do.
Don't forget that I can't see it on the black, but the yellow has these type of ab fucking lines. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's only on the black guy.
Outline for the abs, yeah. By the way, none of them have sleeves. They all said, fuck your sleeves. We're going to turn those into fucking gauntlets around the wrist. Along with their gloves.
Do what, guy?
The guy in the black attire.
Sure, they got pants. Just because you're, once again, staring at the yellow one's junk.
Really tight.
You're just looking at that moose knuckle is all.
They just have really, really tight shorts.
Yeah.
Now that's all I'm focusing on.
Staring at the yellow one's cock. Yeah, I figured.
Shane,
that's
the more you resist, the longer this episode takes.
See, this is nothing but fan service for our fans, because the guys can stare at the green and the purple's tits.
Oh my gosh.
And the girls can stare at the yellow's junk, because the black one, it's kind of hard to tell.
Image 2.
I have never in my life envied Daredevil until now.
Are we done?
Hold on, have you described?
Not quite. I mean, the green chick has like blackish brown hair. The guy in the black attire has like
light
blondish?
Brown.
Yeah. And then the chick in the purple blonde hair.
It's bleach blonde from what I could tell. That or it's the picture because it looks kind of reddish at points too.
And then the African American in yellow has black hair.
I don't know. It kind of looks like he's bald from back here in this corner of the room, but. Either way,
bam! Here's Richard Nason. This is a special attack. See his special attack, Shane? See how cool he looks?
Cube Dawkin!
Shane, he's a teen with attitude.
Barely a teen.
Has anybody else taken a drink yet?
Hold on.
Guys.
I put the cup on my drink so it wouldn't spill.
Did I do something wrong? Like, did I, like, offend you guys, or did I, like, do something in a past life to deserve this?
Yeah, we did the stream on Friday off Bill's channel where everybody was playing 15 except for me and just bullshitting, and Greg came on, who we haven't seen in quite a while, and you were like, yeah. Oh, look, our producer, go fuck yourself.
You know what? I'll apologize to him when I see him.
Well, it's too late now. Now you got to suffer the punishment.
This is pretty good.
No,
get that
no.
Special attack, Shane.
No, you see, I can't even look at the screen. This is really,
I think that's a weapon.
Just look at the left side of the screen where you have a doofy guy in a fucking
I think that's a weapon.
Suit.
It's actually a vest.
Oh, yeah,
you're right.
He's wearing a Doug Funny vest.
Yeah, with a tie.
Oh, dude.
You want me to help, Shane?
Yes, please.
Next.
No.
Yes!
Gordon. Oh, we got a zoom.
Gordon,
okay, there we go.
Is Taurus.
Hey, nice ass.
Gordon Taurus.
What?
Check out his face mask! There's his tattoo.
It's kind of reminding me of a Vader mask, only with the fucking metal piece over his face.
Look at his face.
It's not time.
Look at his face.
It's not time.
What about his face?
It's not Vader time.
Look at his face.
What about his face?
How uninterested he is.
I think he looks kind of scared.
Yeah, both of them look scared.
He looks like a serial killer.
He looks a little scared.
Oh, my God. You know. Look at his eyes.
Like I'm coming at you with a knife going to kill you.
You can see in his eyes. You can just see in his eyes, like, what did I get myself into? I can't believe I'm doing this. Why am I doing this? There is no amount of money that can make me want to do this.
Evidently there is an amount of money, because he's in the show.
That's before.
Not to mention the fact that he's probably a fucking young actor and he needed the fucking credits for his IMDb page.
Let's be honest here for a second.
Now these
Power
things...
Rangers is huge. To get the chance to be a part of a show that might steal some of that glory and maybe become bigger than, you read a script, it's not great, but Power Rangers isn't exactly dramatic masterpiece, so you say, fuck it, this is my chance. You take the job. You do a couple of scenes as a teenager, then they bring out this costume. A week into production, they need you to slip into that and fight this monster.
And show off your arms for the gun show.
You know, I said some bad things about certain Sentai shows, and I am so sorry, Turbo. You are a masterpiece.
Now, here's a real question. Three choices, Shane. I'm going to give you three choices. Here they are.
Okay,
uh-oh.
You can either be
the
Black Ranger,
the Taurus.
Taurus. From Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. Or you could be Blue Baby Bib. Or you can be American Battle Fever J.
Oh, that's Miss America.
You know, now that you give me these options, man, let's throw on those baby bibs. Let's throw on those baby bibs. I apologize for that. I mean,
you gonna rock the baby bibs?
Oh, dude, I will rock the baby bibs all night long. I'll be
what if on top of the baby bibs, you have to ride that Zord with the googly eyes?
Oh, well.
I'm guessing he doesn't want to look like a Chippendales dancer.
Because
next.
My head hurts. My head really does hurt, and I have no. I can't. I please just move on, please.
Next. Oh yeah. It's Rug Wilson Williams, bitch.
Which is funny, because I'm actually on his page for IMDb looking up shit to see if he was in anything.
Rug Williams!
I would not put this show
Apparently this dude ended up going on to be in such great movies and TV shows as Biker Boys and Sister Sister and Walker Texas Ranger and Family Matters. Oh, apparently he was in Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, that's great, because I think his career started in Beverly Hills.
Oh, and apparently he was in an episode of Growing Pains. Look at that shit. See, this guy had himself a fucking career, especially after he switched over to become a director for apparently indie piss films.
What's wrong, Shane? Looking for the next image? You done hanging out with Rug Williams?
Yeah. Move on.
Next! Move on. Here's some more Rug Williams for you.
As Apollo!
Shit! He's Apollo, man! Don't you want to be Apollo?
No. Never crossed my mind to ever
want to
be Apollo.
No. I'm guessing he was the geeky kid.
Wore glasses?
That's how they signified it, 90s. Put glasses on him.
Well, to be fair, other than Amanda, we all wear glasses, and I guess we are pretty...
I'm just saying, in the 90s, any TV show that needed a geeky character, put glasses on him.
That's, that's...
Billy, geeky character. Rug Wilson, Williams, geeky character.
Steve Urkel,
geeky character.
Go home.
Yeah.
Just put glasses on him.
Yep.
That is so wrong to justify our vision problems with geekiness. I mean, it really is. I mean, I didn't ask for this.
What cool guy in the 90s, excluding anime, was wearing glasses?
Oh, you can't do that.
I just did it.
You can't do that. So many cool people wear glasses in anime.
Nope, I excluded anime.
Dude, don't make making me think back in the day when I was just a kid.
When you were growing up, do you remember even one dude that was cool that was rocking glasses?
My father.
I can't necessarily argue with that, but...
I kind of can because, I mean,
talking
that's
TV.
Not film and television.
Yeah. So are we done with? Are we done
with
Apollo?
We're done with this fucking dude.
We're done with Apollo. You sure?
Move on to the ladies.
He's got that butt.
Yes, we all.
He got that butt.
Yes, we know he's got the butt.
Okay. Next, let's talk about Leslie Dannon.
Not much to talk about, apparently. So,
there's her with. There's her in her normal clothes.
She's doing her best Kimberly impression here.
Yeah.
Until she morphs.
The video that is the opening for the show.
No, we don't need that.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Don't you worry.
It's coming up.
No.
We'll get to it. Don't you worry.
Don't worry. There's lots of openings and stuff we had to get to anyway.
I really need to apologize to
Greg. We need to make him watch the first episode.
That was so
episode.
Mean of me. I should never have done that.
Because it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry. So is all of Masked Rider. That's why we've been doing other shit to put that off.
Say really, dude.
You have nothing
There's
to
her
say.
In her regular clothes.
Check it out. She has a hook sword. I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not a terrible. I mean, it's an okay weapon. I've seen it used in movies. That was actually pretty cool. But. Give me a second. Let me get this image in front of my head.
We're looking at this image, Shane.
Yeah, we're looking at this one. Not half naked.
Okay, got it. Got the half. Okay. Now this is better.
God damn it, woman. Now you're going to make me fucking look something up.
No, don't do it. Don't you dare.
No, fuck you.
Nope. I didn't look it up. My phone is in my pocket. Not my fault. Move on. Let's go.
Oh.
What are you? What's your name?
She's Scorpio.
Lori,
who's Scorpio.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. What was going on here? It's pretty risque Power Rangers show.
Oh, you mean kind of like the episode when Cat walks out of the pool and they
nipples
were like, nope.
Nipples and that ass. Nipples and that ass. That's what we're going to focus on. Nope, not the rest of it. Just that. I know that sounds bad, guys, but if you've seen this, you would understand why I'm doing this.
They are seeing this. Well, if they're watching it off the YouTube. If they're not, if they're actually listening to this on the podcast, they could go to thefandomnight.com and get the links to go to the YouTube.
And vice versa. When we do our plugs and everything, you guys know what? For once, don't listen to them. You just listen to this. Do not look at it. Listen to it. For once, I'm not going to tell you to go to YouTube. You do not go to YouTube. You stay away from YouTube. YouTube is evil.
But what's sad is you're saying this and we're already like, what, maybe 15, 20 minutes into the recording?
Yes, that is my fault. If I have blinded you before you've heard this, I am so sorry. If you have not lost your eyesight yet, stop, listen.
So there's nothing you'd like to bring up?
No. Move on.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the pedestals they've all
let's
been...
Check. Let's talk about KJ Sorgen.
K. Jill
Sorgen. Sorgen with that girl.
Sorgen, whatever. Let's see. She looks like she's happy until...
No, stop that. You're looking up the synopsis of the series. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of outlawed.
Okay, so...
And for every rule you break, you put your boyfriend closer to watching terrible, terrible porn.
Stop doing that, Amanda.
So keep breaking rules.
The picture is
you
really
were
blurry.
Up the plot behind this series.
I don't
series.
Know what she's...
We don't do plot. We do costumes, then we go into watching the series and doing plot.
Except
in the case of robos, and then we got to do the robos,
Shane?
Then we go in the...
Bill.
What?
I'm just noticing something wrong with your laptop. Oh my god, it's about to fall off the table.
No, it's definitely not. It's not going to do it. Next. Look at her.
She plays Centaur. Drew, who's Centaur.
Okay.
Yeah, Centaur.
She is genuinely terrifying in her costume.
Why, man?
Her eyes, man. Focus on the ass. Focus on the ass.
Quit giving them outs. Again, you're just putting them closer to watching terrible porn.
Okay. So
I like how their symbol right here, their symbol looks like the symbol from Shadow Liu.
Don't do that.
From the Street Fighter movie.
Don't do that.
Yeah, kind of.
Don't do that. Do not compare. Do not compare because now I hate Shadow Liu. Were they paid?
Were they paid?
I'm so sorry.
This is good.
Let's definitely continue. Watch some Fantastic Four. I'm ready for that. I'm so sorry.
You want to see Pilot Light Boy,
Pilot
Spring
Light
Dude, yep. Sometimes Their Girl, yep. And Orange Naked Rock Guy?
Oh, yes.
And the supervillain, Doom Guy?
Yes.
No, he really wants to watch this shit.
I really want to watch Fantastic Four.
Yeah?
Yes.
Next.
Rick.
Oh, shit.
Orion.
Check it out, it's Rocky.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
They tried so hard.
Shane, he's trying to reach out to you.
Watch my show, please.
You can just continue laying down. Are you dying? Do you need help? Just die.
Dang!
What color is he?
Whatever happened to don't judge a book by its color?
Is he purple?
There's a clearer picture, so.
I'm going to judge a book by its cover.
So is that enough on this guy?
Yes,
we done with Orion?
No.
We are done with Orion.
No. We sure?
No.
There's nothing else we could take from this image to learn
from, this one, no.
From, maybe?
No, they're burnt in the brain pretty much, so they're not going away anytime soon.
Next! Check
this
that out.
This is how they get their tattoos.
This goopy hand comes, okay. Listen,
we got other images.
We'll get to what this is, but this goopy hand touches on you, Shane. It's kind of rubs you a little bit, and then you got a tattoo, and then you can become that warrior, Shane.
Okay. an adult.
Sticky, sticky.
I am an adult.
No,
look, man, this a sticky, goopy hand just kind of rubs on you, rubs his goopy mess on you, and then after he rubs his goopy mess off your arm,
you were right. You were right. You were right. And you told me I didn't need to be here. I didn't listen. Don't make that mistake again. Next time you tell me I don't need to be here, I ain't coming. I ain't coming.
Oh, man.
I came here for one reason, man. There was one episode I wanted to do, and you've ruined it.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we're getting to the good stuff. You gotta get through the bad before you can get to the good.
Man.
No,
yeah. No, the bad.
A day's
take
work.
Bad over this.
Day. I would take bad over this.
This is bad. I don't know what you guys have planned.
Will you?
Oh, it'll be epic! Don't you worry.
He's leaving
again.
Some goop on his control pad
that
here.
That is.
It looks like semen.
Well, after he rubs his mess on you, you get superpowers, Shane.
So it ain't time to leave yet, babe.
No, I am getting a phone call. Unfortunately, I must leave.
Shane, if you don't stay right there, I'm gonna have to rub my mess on you. Superpowers.
I'll just sit on him so he can't go.
are we done with this image, Shane?
No, we're not.
I'm so done. I'm not gonna forget this image.
Next. Oh shit.
Side by side. Changing.
Morphing pads.
Do they, when they become their dumbass ultra selves? They actually get buff, like
yeah. You yeah. Noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I noticed it, and I noticed the weird tumor in the back.
Oh yeah, did you notice him? It?
No.
That?
It is. I know. I
just keep staring at the goop.
Nope, I'm not staring anymore. You can move on.
Next. Oh shit! Battle weapon, Shane. It's time to analyze.
Okay,
we got hook sword,
stick, axe.
You have my axe.
Things with pointiness on them.
He fucking says stick.
Having troubles over there, guy?
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The fans need to know about these weapons. So far you've got hook sword, stick, axe. He fucking says stick.
Because he's too dumb to say javelin, but still.
I agree, though. Stick is a better word for that.
Why, that's so funny.
I try to bring humor to this show, but that I'm not meaning to.
Stick.
I don't know what the fuck that douchebag's holding.
Is there a Q in it? Is it fucking with you? There's a Q in it.
It's fucking with me.
Oh shit.
Snake? I don't know.
Snake? Okay, we're just gonna let that go. Snake.
I don't know what he's holding. The image is kind of blurry.
You sure it's not a stick with coins? Oh man.
Maybe it's a boomerang.
Next.
Oh, yeah! Look at him! Look at him!
Look at the eyes.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Have you noticed that the Black Ranger...
The Ranger!
Always seems...
which Black Ranger?
All right, fine. Have you noticed that the black tattooed teenage alien fighter from Beverly Hills... As he always seems to be looking like he might not want to be here.
I'm sorry. He kind of looks like he just got done smoking a pound of grass to me. Like it's like
he needs to get
snacks.
Are you talking about the black on the left or the black on the right?
Talking about
the white guy in the black suit.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Talking about the black teenage tattooed alien fighter from Beverly Hills.
You've got to stop saying that.
What? You won't let me call them Rangers.
I don't do whatever you want.
I'm so defeated.
I have lost. I'm not fighting.
Next. Oh, yeah. Look at him. Look at him. He's stepping out.
I'm going to pop my boots out.
What? Plastic dick thingy? He has little purple gloves. Are they little green gloves or whatever? So he's like Batman? It's tiny, tiny surgical gloves?
What
surgical
about,
gloves?
What I tell you about referencing? Don't do it.
Tiny surgical gloves?
And I mean, technically, the reason why she's popping her tits out is because she probably doesn't want everybody to stare at the fact that she has bigger muscles than the guys.
No, that yellow
she's
dude.
Way stronger than the dudes are.
Maybe the guy wearing the black...
Did you die mid-sentence over
What's
there?
Going
what the
on,
fuck
man?
Just happened?
You're Fox. Having a lot of trouble with this episode.
I really am, guys. I'm so sorry. I... No.
I was.
I purposely told Scott he was not allowed to share an image or talk about this at all.
Basically, they...
Because I didn't want anybody knowing what they were walking into today.
Basically, what they did is...
So, basically, half of the crew knows and the other half doesn't.
Basically, they...
Because even Punky knew what the fuck was coming up, apparently.
She was here when I was talking to the dude online when we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she wouldn't know either.
Basically, what they did is betrayed me. And they stabbed me in the back.
You ain't the only one, motherfucker. I'm just a little bit more like, what the fuck? Move along.
Yes.
What is that?
The sooner you quit bitching, the sooner the episode's over.
they defeated something. A monster?
From what I saw the images, we've got a while to go. But quite a bit. He really went all out.
Good.
No, not good.
Nah, it's only 20-something images. I want to say like maybe 26 or
27. I could have sworn there was over 30.
Next.
Here's the Megazord.
There's the Megazord. That's their robot guy.
But that means we got to next it, because that means we got to come back to review the Megazord.
was this like a robot thing for them or something?
Just some guy in an armored suit.
Oh, that would be amazing. I think literally this is what they're if I remember right, this is what their bad guys looked like. They were incredibly generic, like hardcore generic bad guys.
Oh, we got
in, like,
a few of the bad guys in here too.
Yeah. Next. See?
Yeah, see, this is the tattooed teenage alien fighter. They're who they summon to fight for them.
Oh, that's their awesome help us, mister?
Yeah.
Hey, Shane.
So it's not even a Zord.
No.
Nice. So they get together and summon Captain Knight. I keep telling you, that's another episode.
I know, but that was perfect.
You can't do that. You got to be in this episode or it's never going to end.
You can't keep me here.
Yeah, we
I
can.
I have free will. I can leave. I don't... This is hell.
Shane, do you know where your car keys are?
Next.
Yes, I do.
Oh, check that guy out. He's a bad guy! Look at him!
Oh, yeah, the chicken.
No, no.
Yeah.
The chicken is not the main bad guy. The guy is the main bad guy.
Oh, fuck.
So for anybody that thought the Tengus looked ridiculous, you were wrong! They could have been way, way worse! A bad guy. He's terrifying.
Wait, I think she kind of has a point. I think maybe this chicken man might be something recycled from Dark Crystal or something. They were just walking around like, "Hey, look, there's a suit lying around. Fuck it, we need something. Just take it."
he's a bad guy.
But the chicken thing is a pet to the main bad guy here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bad
so
guy.
So no,
pet.
The chicken pet is not the main
like
villain.
An evil familiar, Shane. Cool people have familiars, like they have dragons or like Vicious from Cowboy Bebop has a type of familiar. He has like the vulture.
Yeah.
That hangs out with him. But this dude has Chicken Man.
I told you. Do not reference anything. And you picked on my favorite anime.
I didn't pick on it. Oh. I got to compare it to something. What else has a chicken-esque man thing?
Nothing.
Yeah,
good.
The Muppets. So the Muppets aren't good?
This looks like a weird chicken from Five Nights at Freddy.
Oh, no, that's much
no,
terrifying.
No, that's definitely not Chica. Chica would murderize you. Oh, that thing looks like it's just going to stare into your soul until you give it a cracker and it can walk
away. What do you
away.
Think of this honest-to-God bad guy here, Shane? With his bluey purpleness.
With his evil Cecil-looking paladin armor. Or no, not even paladin armor. It'd be Dark Knight armor.
So Nick would be having a field day on this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He'd be like, God damn it.
In a way, I do regret that Nick did not make it today, because I'm curious what he would have said about these people.
Oh, my. So.
Well, there's an easy way to do that.
We're going to compare this man to Cecil?
No, fuck on that. I'm getting on the messenger. I'm going to send him a message.
Please watch our Final Fantasy IV Legacy.
Fuck no. I'm
no, he's at work. He's at work. He can't come over here.
Yeah, he's working.
Text him and tell him not to come over.
I can send him a picture via the messenger when he goes outside to take one of his 12 cigarette breaks.
No?
He can get back to me.
Oh, shit! Evil brain thing!
Missed the damn chicken, you little prick.
I said ish. I said evil ish. Penis! Evil penis, Shane!
I did say ish.
Evil penis monster! Gonna get ya!
Do I have to put up a black bar for this thing?
No, it should be fine, because even though it does look like it's a dick,
it has shaft
looks like
veins!
Balls.
Yeah. Shaft veins, Shane! Evil penis monster with shaft veins!
I was gonna say, technically, considering the fact that it was around this time, it would almost have been a fucking, like somebody went in and stole up one of the costumes from fucking When Mars Attacks.
That's
just
definitely
like ripped
evil
the fucking
penis.
Brain off the top of that thing, put it there.
I wonder what it sounds like when it talks.
It's doing a shiny thing, too.
Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Shh. Hold on. You Amanda, you wanted to hear what it sounds like?
The
sounds
kind
of like that. Just
oh my!
Oh boy!
That evil guy summoned an evil penis monster, Shane. It was him and his pet bird man are gonna send down an evil penis to destroy the city.
And even though this is American designed, I can already tell you it's Japanese inspired. The arms and legs are tentacles.
I think Michelle might need some.
I'm not even joking. I have a headache. This has given me a migraine.
It's really,
I wouldn't believe.
It's getting a lot tougher to move to the next images.
I think we're past halfway there.
Oh God!
He tried to put his hat over his eyes.
I saw.
But he couldn't
I saw.
See
he's trying
I
to
saw
avoid
it.
The episode. So dramatic.
I'm gonna hear it later though.
You ready to move on, Shane?
Yeah. No, please move on.
Next.
Go back.
Move on. Go back.
Evil bullsack spitting
really
yellow
bad.
Stuff.
No, it's like a giant vagina monster.
Spitting yellow stuff. Spitting yellow stuff.
Like you went from a penis monster to a vagina monster. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Some things are just funny.
Like, whoever designed these costumes was clearly thinking about sex the entire time because he probably wasn't getting any.
That's what happens when you don't give me any for a year and a half. I make penis monsters
and vagina monsters.
Don't worry. The next image will be of a titty monster. Wait,
that would be better.
And then a butt monster.
The world is in danger. There are penis monsters and evil vagina monsters. Find me four teenagers with attitudes.
And the best part of it is, it looks like it has a mouth where the actual vagina should be.
We need the tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills.
With all of their money.
Oh my god. We need to move on, Shane?
I think we need to move on.
I hate all of you. You're no longer my friends. I have no friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
You ruined it.
Next. Check that guy out.
Is that a snake?
I don't know.
Cobra.
It's like a cobra.
Noah, no, I did actually that. Noah, I did that. Don't do that. Don't do
hold
that.
Up, hold up.
Don't do that. Don't. I told you, stop referencing.
But what do you want us to say but about the flyer breathing lizard?
It
next.
Looks, it looks like
what?
He's really? Trying to get through this as quick as possible.
But Shane, don't you know that monster looks like a Deathclaw from Fallout?
I didn't know they spit fire.
In one instance, yeah, they do. And actually, if you want to technical, technically when they roar,
like
it hurts
vagina.
You.
We done with that guy?
Let's next.
Oh, shit! Evil monster!
What the fuck?
That's terrifying
you
monster.
You should lay off the spandex.
It's coming to destroy the world. Have we noticed that every fight takes place in this barren desert, by the way? Maybe the world is already screwed up. Maybe the world
with D-cup titties and spandex that isn't a 350-pound fat fuck like I am. Yes, that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
At what point of any of this did any of it make sense?
Where?
When we first saw the Rangers, in quotes.
Where? In this garbage heap of ass. Does Beverly Hills have to do with any of this?
That's where they go to high school.
Oh my.
The Rangers went to fucking high school and hung out in a juice
and
bar
in
Los Angeles.
They look like
the college kids. Angel Grove. But every fight took place out in the middle of nowhere.
I will pay you to stop this episode.
No.
How much are you going to pay me?
It must go on.
As much as I'm interested, I would hate to deny our New Year's fans their drinking game.
Every time
a terribly ridiculous picture comes up,
hold on, I got to catch up.
They are drinking.
Oh, I've already caught up.
I don't have any alcohol.
Shane, how much money are you willing to throw at all of us? Because you got to stop to think this is per person. Technically, Punky could steal a mic and still continue running. So that means you got to pay Bill money and a Punky of money and a year old lady some money and a Shane some money or a Scott some money and a me some money.
Me some money? What the fuck, Jar Jar doing here? What?
Me some money?
Me some money?
I'm broke enough that I'd take a Jar Jar job.
Jar Jar is...
This episode just brought Jar Jar Binks. That is the first time he has ever shown up in a Sentai
and
review.
Jar Jar Binks sees this and runs the fuck away.
Yeah, you know why? Because you know what? Jar Jar is a good guy. He's
next. Guy. That.
This is your Zordon.
That is their Zordon.
It looks like a bunch of marshmallows.
This.
Yep.
This.
Marshmallows with some sperm
is that,
added in.
Is that what it's called, or is that the network?
I don't remember this thing's name, but basically, this is goopy dying brain jelly on a table Zordon.
You want me to help you out there, sir?
Go ahead. What was his name?
Imbar.
Imbar?
Nimbar.
Nimbar?
Nimbar.
That was his name.
Nimbar.
I saw two episodes of this show. When I was a kid, I remember I was sitting there doing my homework in the computer room. And I don't remember why, but there was this little TV, and I could turn it to whatever station. It was like four or five stations. And I remember turning it on, and I saw two of these episodes. I distinctly remember it, because after I had seen it, I could never forget it. It stuck in my mind my whole frickin' life that I had witnessed whatever this was.
Was it on this channel? Because...
Were you punished?
I was doing homework.
So, No. The homework was the reward. Were you punished?
So, like, basically...
No, technically it was sitting in the computer room, and if you knew anything about the computer room at Dad's house, the speakers were set up in that motherfucker so you could turn it up to, like, 3, and the neighbors could listen to the music you were listening to.
Yeah, his computer was actually wired through, like, a professional sound system.
So, yeah.
It was used basically as a storage system for music. Like, yep. Every disc in the basement was run through the computer.
So, no porn on that computer.
Never said that.
The sound system worked for other types of files as well.
Including getting an ass beating on Christmas morning.
That computer is where I discovered La Blue Girl. I'll just say that.
Can we please?
Fair enough.
I am begging you, please, next. This is painful.
Actually, I should probably look that up for Shane then.
So, you mean to tell me that Zordon was a better...
Mystical entity
than dead goopy pile of snot on table?
Then arm comes out of.
Well, it rubs its mess on you and then you get superpowers.
Yeah, Zordon was way better.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he'd be tuning in at 7 o'clock to watch you shit.
This guy can't just, you know, turn himself off and not help you.
Zordon doesn't touch me.
I
didn't get my magic fucking morpher with him rubbing me.
Zordon rubs. The best rubs ever.
So you hit that little button on your keyboard.
Okay, next. Oh my.
Gotta zoom in. Hold on. Okay, there you go.
And this is how they get to this command center.
Yeah, command center.
Through the portal.
Goopy mess. Goopy globby mess on a table.
Yep.
In a cave?
Hit that key on your keyboard.
Why?
Because this is fascinating.
Oh, okay. Next. Check it out.
Hey, look at that. Oh, there's one for each ranger.
Check it out. Yeah. Those are the Morphe Pods things.
Yeah, because there's a green one for the green and a red one for the purple and an orange one for the black.
And the yellow for the yellow.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit that key on your keyboard. I'm not trying to be funny. This is not funny. This is not funny at all. I'm not.
Oh, she touched it.
Wait, over spank approach.
Spank approach, Shane. The over spank approach.
No, if you read all the letters in order, over spank approach this.
Yeah, over spank approach
the looks
this.
On their faces. The looks on their faces too. I can tell you this is one of the ones I found today.
So, hit that key on your keyboard.
That's what the gel thing is saying.
Thanks. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Morphing.
It's morphin' time.
I think this is when they summon the dude, actually.
Yeah. Trying to summon.
Yeah, they're trying to summon their helper guy.
It's cool. It's cool. Can we switch spots?
No.
I want to control the laptop.
No, you definitely no.
Let me control the laptop.
Next.
No. What?
They're having a Kodak moment.
Look at that sunset behind them.
That got a laugh out of Punky, I suppose.
Shane, this.
Ha 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 ha
not even Prompto would take a picture of this.
I'm pretty sure he would.
You sure about that?
No.
Motherfucker takes pictures of pebbles out in the middle of nowhere.
And that is art.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Spinneroony Seth.
Oh, shit. Why does he have a sleeve now?
Yeah, why does he have a sleeve all of a sudden?
Yes.
Inconsistent piece of shit.
Stop. Don't look at that.
Don't worry. I won't be asking too many questions.
Very well, then. I leave you to your imagery.
Moving on.
Once again, Bill, the key on the keyboard. You know where it's at. You click that bitch real quick. And now.
Is he about to, like, what is that thing? Where, like, is he going to Hulk up or whatever?
No. Scott already said it. He's going to do the Spinneroony.
Spinneroony?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be sure to put up a GIF.
Next.
I'm dead.
Water!
No, he's not Bruce Lee-ing. He's got to ask you a question.
Don't you?
So is this the evil?
No, this is that
teenage.
This is that other fifth one.
Orion.
Oh yeah, but that's what I mean. He's like a fifth guy. Is he probably an evil dude that they have to turn to their side or something?
You know, I think he was like an alternate guy, a backup guy.
Let's spend less time questioning it and more time moving on.
But we need to ask questions.
No.
This is
no.
How we learn things.
Nope.
Don't you want to learn about the teenage tattooed alien fighters from Beverly Hills?
No, don't worry. The viewers will help us out.
You've already tarnished.
That's a question right there. Will the viewers help us with what we don't understand for this show?
Shit, they got Google and Wikipedia just like we got. They'll help.
Next.
Stop. Oh, no. Stop. Don't look at Wikipedia.
Don't view this show.
Ever.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That.
Oh, fuck.
Wake up, Bill.
Oh, Bill's got to wake up. Go to
work.
Oh,
shit. We got to end the show. Bill's got to go to work.
Nah, I got tonight off. We'll be fine. Next.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Check it out. That makes you want to see it.
Yeah, this is actually from a lunchbox.
From what I understand,
a lunchbox.
Ronin636 attempted to find even one piece of merchandise, and he said the only thing he has been able to find that you can buy from this series is this lunchbox. No toys, no figures, no trapper keepers, nothing. This one lunchbox may have been the only piece of merchandise ever released for this show.
Except for one other thing.
Oh, you found something else.
That's in here.
Next.
That is too many.
Next.
Yes.
They did a DVD of the complete series.
Oh, shit!
Don't you dare.
What?
Don't you dare.
Don't
Shane, on it.
Don't you dare.
What if it's really Shane. Cheap, Shane? What if it's really cheap?
40
Don't
episodes.
You want to review the series?
No.
What?
And no. No, and don't you dare say my name.
But Proto Guy.
No, don't you dare.
It's Christmas morning.
Wait a second.
Whoa. Does that 40 mean 40 fucking episodes?
40 episodes.
Yeah.
There were 41 episodes.
There have been lesser shows.
But only 40 on this set.
There have been lesser shows that, well, I can't really say that. There have been shows that have had least episodes.
Hey, do y'all want me to buy it?
Well, what's
how
it cost?
Much is it? How much is the new one? About
$7.92.
$7 for 40 episodes, Shane?
See, now here's what you got to do. You got to buy that. And then you also have to find and buy all of Masked Rider on DVD.
Are you in charge of creating the Christmas atmosphere at house? Is there like a stocking? you know, for Christmas morning.
I have a tree.
Do if you buy that, you'll be sleeping on Bill's couch because you ain't coming home with me.
Well, shit, I got a queen. I got a queen size bed.
You fucking bought it.
No shit.
Thank you. Your order has been placed.
No way.
Fuck yes. Fuck
we
yes.
We got it. We have the tattooed teenage alien
now
fighters
buy,
from Beverly
do me a
Hills.
Favor. Now buy all of Saban's Masked Rider.
Good luck finding that.
Wrap both of them up and make him pick which one he's going to watch.
Good luck finding that on DVD, though.
We can put that shit on DVD. You steal it off of YouTube. And you put it on a DVD.
We kind of already did.
I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you for the sake of, because I have a hard time. I have a hard time believing we would get friggin' tagged. I would live stream this show on Facebook, an episode of at a time, put the camera there so it sees the TV that we're watching. And I would broadcast the 40 episodes and make fun of it right here in the room on Facebook.
Mystery
as a live
Science
broadcast.
Theater 3000 style.
Fuck it. I would
actually
do that.
What's funny is we could do it over Facebook because, as far as I know, even though Facebook has partnerships with a lot of people, they're not worried about content IDs.
I gotta make a phone call real quick.
Oh, yeah? To what?
I'm going to offer him a whole bunch of money to delete everything. Facebook,
really?
YouTube, we're done. We're
next.
Shutting down. We're shutting down.
Oh.
Check
shit.
Miss America on the right.
Hey, who
guys,
was better?
We'll have it before Christmas.
Nice.
Who was better?
December 14th. Guaranteed.
Where's it being shipped to?
Which one was better, Shane?
Fuck!
Uh-oh.
Wrong address.
Let me guess, you just tried to ship it to your old house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably fix
that
shit.
Who wore it better, Shane? Who wore it better?
I don't know. I'm not looking.
I know. You're really happy that you didn't get it now. Look, who wore it better?
Let's take a look.
None? So you don't think either one of these two?
They're really, you know what, there really is.
I could just reorder it, though.
Next.
And we're done.
Shit. And we're done. Oh, man.
Damn it. Fuck, and we're already at an hour and 2 minutes.
Hey, Shane.
That means we can't continue.
It is time.
Give my phone. Give my phone.
Shane. It is time, Shane.
I'll break my phone.
It is time to rate these Rangers.
Back to ordering.
Let's rate these costumes.
You got it? You ready?
I'm ready.
Go, Bill.
Well, what do you think they deserve? This is still out of 5, yeah?
Anything higher than a
zero. So, 5.
Look at me.
What?
No.
What?
Anything higher than a 0. And our friendship is done.
So listen, for those that don't know, because it's been a while since we've had to rate some costumes.
Yeah, true. We haven't rated shit in a
5
while.
Is perfect. In terms of what the show is, in terms of what they were trying to accomplish, they really couldn't have done it better.
Oh, God.
4 is great. There's very little things that bring the greatness of it down, and it can easily be overlooked. 3 is average. This is pretty much what you expect from this kind of shit. 2 is simply bad shit. The only reason you accept it is because you're a fan of the material.
We do 2s all the time at Jobber Wrestling Corner.
Yep.
1 is simply bad, period. Even if you're a fan of the material, you have to admit, this is a low point.
Yep.
0...
We're sorry we showed this
to you. We're sorry we even showed it to you. This material is awful. It is. We are literally less for now knowing that it exists.
Yep.
So, Shane. Zero.
That's a five.
Zero.
Put a five up, though.
I know.
Five.
Seth, for
that will actually affect our score if you're giving a real score.
I know, that was the point.
Seth, for your birthday.
And there's, I'm telling you right now, these Rangers, I'm expecting that they, whatever these guys are, I'm expecting they get the lowest score that we've ever handed out. I really do believe they will.
I'm buying it right now.
I'm giving these guys a solid zero. Listen, these guys are some kind of awful.
Think about what you're doing. If you buy this, I'm going to throw away the thing that you hold most dear to you. I'm going to throw all of your cigarettes away. I will.
I'll take them.
No. They will be destroyed. I will destroy.
Shane,
he's a hater.
Shane,
They're gone.
I need at least four packs.
You can have them all.
Okay,
them all.
Fine. Thank you,
Shane. What are you gonna? I'll write
here, Scott. Please, Scott, go. Scott, and remember, same thing applies. Anything higher than a zero, and we're not friends anymore. And that goes to you, Seth, as well. I mean,
everybody buy it. Let's see if what he's saying is true.
Were you waiting? First, I was thinking about buying the DVD set so that we can take a peek at them, the actual DVD
versions. I think
these
would be so bad, they would be magnificent as live shows.
Now, Shane,
because the worst that could happen is after the live feed, Facebook would take the video down.
Yeah.
But I can do a one.
That's too high. I lost one from you.
So you gave it a one?
I will change my five to a four.
I gave it a one because of its attempt at an effort.
In all seriousness.
Attempt at an effort.
In all seriousness, though. Zero.
You thought that was an effort?
An attempt at an effort.
Oh, no, that wasn't even an attempt.
No. So we got 0-0-1.
Who gave it a zero?
She gave it an honest zero. She's pulling your ass.
Yes, I was.
Zero,
pulling your ass.
Zero, one.
Give it a two.
Uh-oh.
I've always said I had too many friends. I have no problem dropping.
This is such a
I got to make room for new ones.
I'm so mad we had to do a Happy New Year's episode.
To rate it honestly, to be completely honest... 1.5.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Really?
They suck, but at least it was an attempt at an American series. Everything else was steal Japanese footage and fucking make it seem like it's our own shit.
As bad as it is, his reasoning does make sense. Even today, I do not think we've made even one Ranger show that was not simply steal their footage. Even if it's not stealing, yeah, we buy their footage, but how come it's still, to this day, we have not made a Ranger series? Like, a Ranger series that we made. Our costumes, our monsters, all of it.
Are you honestly asking that?
Yeah.
Because of that!
Hold on. Before we go to Shane...
No.
Hold up.
Negative 10. Negative 10. I would rather...
I don't think we can do negatives.
I would rather do anything. Just give me anything I'd rather do. I'd do it.
Hey, Bill. Hand a microphone over. What's your score, lady?
No.
She has to introduce herself.
This is Punky. I've been silent this whole time. I am no longer silent. I give it a 0.5 simply because the guys have nice butts.
Yeah, 0.5. I like that reasoning.
Okay, so are you changing yours to a 0.5?
Yep.
Okay, so she's changing hers to a 0.5.
Well, that was kind of honest.
Lost three
friends. Like, I didn't think anything about that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, that is everybody.
Divided for Shane.
You don't even have to ask me, dude. You don't even have to ask me. You already know.
Yeah, he already gave a zero. So yeah,
no, I gave it a negative 10, but you know, that doesn't count.
No, because you can't go any lower than zero.
Oh,
what do these guys? What do these guys get?
Since they ruined it.
Oh, wow, they actually are the lowest. 0.5. 0.583 repeating, so a 0.58.
God, 0.58. Who was the lowest on our list?
The lowest on our list happens to be the Baby Bib Rangers at a 0.8.
These
because
guys,
the 2016 guys who should have gotten lower got a slightly better score because Jason thought we rated out of 10 instead of 5.
Really?
Yes.
The Animorph guys?
Yes, the 2016 Animorph fucks got better than the Baby Bib Rangers because Jason forgot our scoring system.
So,
this is what a lovely piece of work.
Well, guys, this has been interesting, but we got to get going. I lost a couple of friends and a girlfriend tonight, so I got to keep looking.
So.
That just means I gained a girlfriend. Cool.
For people that are wondering, this has to be brought up. This has to be brought up at the end of the episode. I believe that we are soon to do a fan episode. I've been debating on how to do this, and the only thing I could think about is the way we film is a complicated mess right now. Like, I have to be able to use this computer to record, to stream images, and to handle a bunch of things that's taking an awful lot of processing power, like managing the soundboard and everything. So, in order to do this live episode, I think that we are going to have to record old style, and I need to bring in another computer to manage Skype calls that I will then hook up to a speaker system so that we can get the voice. And what I want to do, I think, is I want to give people, say, 15, 20-minute opportunities to talk with us. You will get to pick the subjects when you come into the show. I'm still not 100% sure how this is going to work. I think we are going to make a, we're either going to do it on the Facebook group page, where I'll use the messenger through the computer to live feed it, or we will make a Fandom Night Skype channel specifically for that day. As soon as we get ready to do this episode, we will be posting it as an event so everybody knows when we're filming it, and you will have a chance to get on there on the messenger or whatever, and we'll talk to everybody, and when it's your turn, we will basically call you on the messenger and give you your chance to be on the show. We've been working at this for a long time. Like I said, I can't, I've had a lot of people request that they be on an episode where we're reviewing the pictures and everything. I can't do it. I can't make that happen right now. It's not. This is a complicated mess of a system that we're working with. Like, this computer is streaming images whilst running the soundboard, while recording, whilst, if I add streaming to the equation, I don't know how well that's going to work. Because then I would have to use a different piece of recording equipment, because the recording equipment that we use will not record a Skype call. I would have to use the other Skype recorder and then mix in the two audio files, and it would be a mess.
Yeah.
I'm working on the system to make this work better so that we can have people on actual episodes, but as it stands right now, I think we're going to have basically like a meet and greet, where we could bring them onto the episode and they can ask whatever questions they want to ask and talk whatever topics they want to talk for like 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll make a special episode out of that. Instead of filming for the 2 days like we normally do, we'll probably just film a big 2-hour long fanisode type of thing and talk to as many people as we can. That's my going idea. It's not a guarantee that this will work, but I'd like to try something. Because we get an awful lot of traffic, an awful lot of comments, and an awful lot of people on Facebook that are constantly asking to help out or be a part of it somehow. So I'd like to offer the actual opportunity.
Shit, sometimes not even Facebook. Sometimes it's in the comments on the videos as well.
Right. So this episode, I'm saying it right here. Happy New Year's, and the fan episode. It is underway. It has a couple of details to work out, and then we will be posting on the Facebook as an event
on the Sentai
Review Facebook group page. And there might be one other mention of it, like on an episode before we get there where we'll say, hey, be there at this time or something like that. Because there are some people that don't like Facebook. If we end up doing the Skype route or something like that, maybe we'll talk to them that way. Or for that matter, if you really don't like Facebook, you could make a Facebook account specifically for that one day, that one talk, and then delete the Facebook. I mean,
yeah.
You know. But regardless, that's the going idea.
Remember that if you tried to delete Facebook, it takes 30 days, because I tried to delete mine, and after like 2 weeks, I was like, fuck it, I need it back, because this trying to get a hold of everybody for stuff is getting to be a pain in the dick. So, yeah.
So we're done here. Have a good year. Yeah. Have a good year. We're going to be gone for a little while. This episode is a treat episode. And then we're going to take a little bit of time off, probably a week or two. And then, so for a week or two, don't expect an episode after this, but then we will be back. It's just a small hiatus. It's enough to get all of our Christmas and stuff like that done, and we won't be able to film during that time, so
plus
that's why we're knocking this
out
now.
About the anime convention as well.
Yeah, we. It sounded like in their website, we're listed on their rosters, but we don't have a time zone yet.
Huh.
And if we're listed,
like
if
they,
our names are there.
Yeah, our names are there, but they haven't like released an actual con schedule yet.
So
which
we,
is weird because
we have a
it's
live...
literally the first week in fucking January is the con.
So we have a live fandom night show to do at the local anime con, and I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to search through my emails, since most of my emails I had to go through like thousands to get to, I think, the very first emails I got from last year's when they were talking to me about what kind of equipment and stuff we'd need for the show. So,
all right. Oh, we're done here. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.